What?
Well, it's still what I'm asking you girls out.
What do you mean?
He modded.
Do you want to go on a date with me?
We said that I it's better to the appropriate thing is to find the middleman to work through. It's considered immodest to go to a girl directly.
Third person.
I said that the
it's considered immodest. What?
Say you meet a girl and then you know her for a couple of weeks and so you get on well.
I think that if you have a relationship where you're working with her, so even though it seems funny, you know her from the office, I think also tactfully you're giving her a more easy way to say no. And halakhically, I think also it's more modest. You want a change in the relationship. You're saying, would you consider potentially being my wife? So I do think it is more proper to do it through a third party.
You feel stupid if she says no and you got to work with her again.
Yeah. If you did it through a third party, it's not so bad. If you did directly, then you're both going to feel a little bit bad. But that's the practical aspect.
When you say a third party, do you mean like a friend's family?
Anyone. Doesn't matter who. It's a good idea to choose someone intelligent. Because sometimes it's a question of wording. You could word something one way, another way, and the outcome could be very different. So you're going to call her the following day, night, and you're going to discuss to continue or not to continue. Let's say the answer is we're not going to continue. So it's common that girls ask, unfortunately they do, why not? That's a stinky question. But they all ask that.
It's me, it's not you. It's
no. Oh, no. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. No. There is no such thing as it's me, and there's no such thing as it's you. When we are dating, what we're checking is it we or is it not? The answer is, it's not going to be we. There's nothing wrong with me, and there's nothing wrong with you. I'm a perfectly good person, and you're a perfectly good person. Together, I don't think we match. I don't think we match. And be very careful, because guys have a tendency to do one of two things. Either they're nasty. They say, look, I don't think you're modest enough for me. I don't think you're smart enough for me. Your looks really bothered me. Guys could say all kinds of nasty things. That's terrible. That's terrible. I don't know how guys could speak that way. So guys who are nice say, why should I hurt her feelings? I'll tell her something bad about me. I'm not on your level. I haven't learned enough Torah. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm. Don't do that. What right do you have to kill yourself? There was a girl who dated a guy. Came time to talk afterwards, and he said, you know, I'm not sure I'm ready to get married. So that was his way of saying no. So then the girl called up other people and said, you know, maybe he needs help. The guy's not ready to get married at his age, don't you think? Da-da-da-da. She had good intentions, but the guy shot himself in the foot big time. Yeah. You should not knock yourself ever. There's no reason to give her any ammunition to harm you. I don't care if she has good intentions, bad intentions, there's no point. And the same thing is true when you approach the whole idea of do we match or not. People have a tendency to be egotistical. Is she smart enough for me? Is she good looking enough for me? Is she Torah observant enough for me? That's not the way to approach it. It's not the way to approach married life. The question is, do we match on this? Do we match on that? And if the answer is no, we do not match, it's not that she's not enough this or that for you, and it's not that you're not enough this or that for her. It's that you're perfectly okay the way you are. You have things to fix. You have things to work on. Fine. She's perfectly okay the way she is. Like everyone else, she has what to work on. And you wish her well. She should have hatzlacha. But you, as a couple, don't match. Don't go into this, I'm not this or you're not that. That's a terrible mistake that I think most guys make. And it's a mistake.
So how can, next question, specific question, how can one say he's not physically attracted to a girl?
He shouldn't say it.
That's not something you can tell a girl.
Of course you shouldn't tell a girl. You're telling a girl no, so you're automatically smacking her in the face and burying her 2 feet into the ground.
Right.
You're telling her, I don't think you're a good girl. You could say everything in the world. You could say, you know, I really enjoyed dating you. It was a such a great experience. If only I could, I would continue. I don't think we're going to hit the chuppah. I don't think we... you shouldn't use that line. But fine. I don't think that we match and that we're going to... I don't think we're... I don't think we match, but I want you to know I really enjoyed the time we spent together. Now she's going to say, well, then why not? So... you have to find a way of getting out of it. You could say I didn't think the conversation flowed enough. You could say I don't.
Say which part of the conversation?
Like, otherwise, they felt something with you.
Or start. Or
no, that's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Or yeah, yeah.
Don't
give her ammunition.
You should try and say something that will not hurt her at all. You want her to leave this feeling great.
Like your mother.
You
yeah, I mean,
you want her to walk out of this confident and feeling good about herself and prepared to marry the next guy.
And also thinking that you're a good person where she would set you up with somebody else that maybe might be more
okay.
More fit.
Also true.
You never you can't, it doesn't matter what you do. She's going to think what she's going to think. You could say something horrible and she might say something great.
Fine, you're right. But all I'm saying is don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't say something's wrong.
Say
you know, I'm not ready for marriage, or I have a twitch, or I've been married 20 times before.
Is it okay to say, let's say you don't find
you're
a good match. Together, you're not a good match. Could you say, I don't think we connect, but I have a very good friend that she might think you guys would be.
You could say that,
yeah.
You could say that.
So you show
but
her
but only if it's true.
Right.
Don't lie.
No.
Yeah,
hey,
if it's true.
300 guys, I'm sure I'm finding someone.
If you don't have someone who you think is for her, don't do that. Chaval to get her hopes up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have someone, hey, you could offer her, but I think you should give her the decency to tell her that you enjoyed getting to know her. I think that before you call a girl, if you're going to tell her no, you should spend a few minutes thinking what is amazing about her. So you dated her once, you don't know what's amazing about her. But what can you say is amazing about her? What compliments can you give her? When you're going to tell her that you're not going to continue, you have to think in advance, how am I going to leave her strong after this? And you have to call and tell her, look, I how are you doing? How was your day? I really, really enjoyed last night's date. And I think that you're a really amazing girl. There were certain points that you made that... I had never thought about before. I was amazed with how much life experience you have. Or you think, depending on the girl, think about what are the true compliments you could tell her. And at the end of the day, tell her, look, I don't think, though, that we're compatible. I don't think we should continue. Now, you have to make it very clear that the relationship is over. People sometimes are so uncomfortable saying this that they say things like, I don't think this matches now. I don't think this is going to work now. Or... I don't know. There are all kinds of lines that guys use which leave the girl thinking it might still work in the future. Don't do that there.
What if that's the way you feel? Should that not be the way you feel? Should you, when you end it, make it final, even if you're not 100% sure about it, but you know it's not right for now? Make it sound
final?
Wait a second.
What does it mean that's the way you feel? If you don't know, what does it mean it's not it for now? Then when, yeah. Why is it going to be it in the future?
Maybe it's not ready. They're not ready yet. Maybe they have to figure some more things out, or maybe they're just trying to keep other options open.
What does it mean, keep other options open?
I'll look for somebody else. The worst case scenario, I'll get back to you.
Said no, you can't do that. No, you said no. You said no. You can't do that to her. She has to be able to continue with life. If you think this has potential, then continue with her. If it doesn't have potential, close it and let her continue with life. No, the question is coming because that's what guys want. They want to think, I'm going to tell you no, but I want to keep you in my back pocket so I can always fall back on you. Can't do that.
If I reach 80 and I'm not married.
Now, what about if you think you should continue? Yeah, sorry.
Some areas it starts or whatever, and there'll be girls who are coming from the same area I'm coming from. So time again, like, really freaked out. And she stopped so I could, like, check her out after she walked in front of me. She stopped walking. So I turn around, look at her, and I was like, you walked. And I go, you know, I'm, like, doing my thing. So she took off the other direction. And so I felt bad, like, I made her feel a certain way or something. So I was wondering, like, are there certain things that, like, you should avoid in terms of, like, going behind a girl to open the door, or, like, whatever. I don't know. It seems weird to me. That's why I'm asking.
If I can just add on to that, just another,
yeah.
Because in this community, I mean, there are girls from all over the world, so it might depend on also what culture she's coming from. If she's coming from a Spanish background, Indian background, Sephardic, Israeli.
Right. Personally, I feel like you can open the door without like imagining how the girl looks in a modest way.
So I think a lot of it depends on where she's coming from, like he said. I think that I'm trying to think what I did. I think I would...
Be a gentleman.
That's how I was reading the door.
I don't know. I guess if I try to read the situation, maybe talk to her about it. If she's a girl like with a stronger background, then chances are she'll be happy if you walk in first and then like hold the door from her from inside. But that gets very sticky if it's a door that extends out, because you're gonna stand like this, she's gonna walk by. It doesn't exactly work. So I don't know what to tell you. You're saying like I would definitely address it. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. Tell her, look, logically, I'm not supposed to be walking behind you. But on the other hand, I feel weird not holding the door for you. And, I don't know. Let her throw the ball back at her. You know the joke, the guy who had to pay rent? He's facing the floor back and forth, back and forth. He didn't have the money to pay the morning's rent. So his wife told him, why are you staying up all night? He said, I don't know. How am I going to pay rent tomorrow morning? I don't have the money. I just don't have it. How are you going to pay rent? She said, that's what you're worried about. She calls, he hollers down to the landlord. Yanko! He probably opens his window. What do you want? So she says, Yanko, we don't have tomorrow's rent. We're not paying you. Not go to sleep. So now Yanko could pace the floor all night. His problem. Throw the ball at him. Same thing here. You're stuck with, you don't know, you should hold the door. You should not. Do whatever you feel is right in that situation. Ideally, I mean, you shouldn't be walking behind her. But there are situations where you could hold the door and modestly follow her in. And then talk to her about it. Throw the ball back at her. There's nothing wrong with discussing it.
Is it halakha or a minhag to not walk behind a woman?
Walk from who?
The Gemara says that a person should not walk behind a woman.
But it's part of the halakha. The Gemara says a lot of things that we stump don't do.
I'm trying to remember. Just a second.
I'm sitting, there's only a minhag.
Supposed to hurry and try to
just
walk.
Just a second, we'll look it up.
No, it's all kind of wrong.
That doesn't mean the Shulchan Aruch.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And also, the Shulchan Aruch brings things that sometimes it'll bring things that aren't on the
page. Yeah. Just a second, we'll check. I'm making jokes. So, it depends on which jokes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what is appropriate? For example, yeah.
I don't think you could say any vulgar jokes, but. Other jokes, so you have to see how it goes, and I would also be careful a little bit that you don't want the date to become a joking session. Some dates become very lightheaded, and A, that's immodest, it's not proper, you're sitting with a girl to start joking around with her, and B, that's not what you're here for. You're here to see if you two match. Now, on the other hand, joking is part of life. I mean, so, you see, I throw in jokes all the time, so it's not...
Because what I noticed is that girls love to laugh.
That's true.
Yeah. So laugh. It's English, whatever.
I'm just saying.
So,
but if your goal is to get to know one another, so I don't think there's anything wrong with here and there saying a joke. I just think you should be careful. That shouldn't be
the big stand-up comedian like.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. If it's a specific attribute of yours, if that's who you define yourself as being, then she has to see that aspect. But if it's just a question of this is a way of winning her over,
yeah, exactly, that's just bad.
So maybe it's a good tool, just Be careful, balance it.
So after you...
Arab jokes.
I can't be serious.
Didn't win him over with that.
Huh?
Didn't win him over with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you do want to set up a second date. So guys very often have a hard time giving confidence, like showing that they really want to go out with her. Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you guess. You want to go with her, say, yeah, I enjoyed the date. I'd very much like another date. Let's go out. Guys, like, they don't want to bind themselves. So they give, like, this mediocre, yeah. No, that doesn't work. You want to say yes, say yes. You want to say no. But don't give something in the middle.
Sure. I'll go out with
it's not
head.
Like, right. She's not doing you a favor. You want to go out with her, then you want to. It's not yeah, if you want to, I guess.
Really,
sure. I always felt, I mean, there were girls who were pain in the neck, but they were the exception. I'd say 99% of the girls, well, maybe not 99, but like 95% of the girls, I felt, you know, I got to meet another person in Am Yisrael. I'm not a guy who goes around talking to girls. I told the first girl I dated, you should know that you're the first girl I'm talking to since my mother. I didn't grow up with girls. I have no sisters. So, okay, I that wasn't the focus. But on the other hand, if I'm going to sit with a person for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, why not? It's interesting. You get to hear other perspectives and about other people's lives. You should approach it that way. Again, you're not dating for the fun of it. You're dating with a specific purpose in mind. You're dating in order to get married. But if you're going to sit together for 2-3 hours, might as well be pleasant.
What happened on the first one?
What do you mean?
Nothing personal. Come on, let's go.
No, I'm not following.
The first one. I just I think the first date. You have another date?
With whom? I'm not following.
First girl?
Oh yeah, so yeah, we continued. So, yeah, we spoke. So if you're gonna say yes, give confidence. Say it with confidence. Give her confidence. I mean, if you want this connection to continue, you have to give the impression that you're interested. It's not enough that you feel like you're interested. Okay. So we said the first dates are gonna be more basic, discussing what our aspirations are, what our history is, where we're headed, where we'd like to be headed, what our life philosophy is. Eventually, the dates have to become fun. In a modest way, obviously, I don't know. Don't go whitewater rafting. Save that for when you're married. But you could go whitewater rafting in a modest way. I didn't mean on a date. I meant with your wife. But the dates should become fun, and not only philosophical, and I don't think politics has so much room on a date. It's part of life, so you could talk about it a little bit, but that shouldn't be the focus of the date. Don't forget, you're not coming to give speeches. Sometimes guys want to expound on life. That's not what's going on here. You're coming to know one another. Don't forget to be happy when she comes. Same thing you said on the first date.
So, are we going to talk about an example of having what can you do for fun on a date?
What can you do for fun on a date?
No water.
Be original. No white water after. What could you do?
Museum?
So let's see. You could go to a museum if she likes museums.
Zoo.
I went with a girl to a museum once and she looked at me like. right. Exactly. And I was
nice.
Fascinated because in the Hebrew University, they have a free museum. When you enter the Hebrew University, they have a library there. And they have different exhibits. So check out that it's a Tzanua exhibit, but once they had an exhibit there on all kinds of ancient Sifrei Torah. And once they had all kinds of beautiful exhibits there. They have a standing exhibit there on Einstein, which I was fascinated by. This girl wasn't so interested. Tried to explain to her theory of relativity. She was like, okay. So she was a very, very nice girl. So, okay, so we don't match on this point. That's not what I need in order to build a house. I won't go there to museums. I don't go myself to museums. Okay, fine.
Museum, zoo, library.
Museum, zoo. The zoo's very expensive. Library, I don't know about a library around here. The Hebrew has a nice library. You can't talk there. I mean, it's not so practical. The zoo is expensive. Admission. 30, 40 shekel. I think, maybe more. No, the zoo.
The zoo.
Where else? You could go to the Jewish quarter. You could go to a park. I like going to parks because I like to see how she views children, how she interacts with children. I also like walking. Now, I told you not to walk a lot, but I don't like dates that you sit around the table and you talk all the time. I like to see how the girl interacts with people. What does she do when someone comes and begs her for money? What does she do when they won't leave her? Now what's she going to do? I want to see her in life. I don't want to see her around the table where she's, everyone's very nice and polite. Let's see what happens when things aren't so comfortable. Let's see what happens when things aren't comfortable with me. Fine.
I'll be watching you.
Fine, no problem. But I'm a big believer in taking the dates out of the hotel lobby. It's a nice place to start. The disadvantage of a hotel lobby or a cafe is that you're sitting one-on-one, you have to talk now. And it's very unnatural. When you're walking, so you don't feel bad if there's silence.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to walk with her like this.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting in a cafe, so the silence is heavy. Like you're sitting across from one another, you got to talk at a cafe or a hotel. So sometimes it doesn't work. That's why there is an advantage. It comes more natural to many people to talk when you're walking, and then the silence isn't so heavy.
So it's a disadvantage to go on a first date to a hotel?
To an extent. You don't always have another option. Now in the winter, where are you going to go?
Wow, you guys are still going.
Still going strong. It was funny. I went to Par Par a few times.
To where?
The Par Par. That's a cafe. Some kind of, they can drink coffee, whatever. They can eat something there. And a lot of shirukin they go on.
Okay.
So it's fun to see. I just sat there with my laptop and I just watched the whole show there. It's funny, you know? Some people just look at the watch like 10 times. Others look at the back at the entrance, you know, like if somebody else is coming in. Others just laugh at each other and it's so fun. It's fun.
Bringing your laptop and talking at the same time.
No, I was thinking maybe if you guys have it in common, you said be creative. Go to like an internet cafe and play like games with each other or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
check with each other.
Whatever.
What?
It's not the case.
Not the case.
Maybe the second or third
dates,
whatever.
Not the case.
Do people go on dates? They do stuff like, for example, I don't know where they're.
No, same thing. Don't
they
figure out
to go around the city and talk to different people.
Tour bus.
To go on tour bus. Yeah, what? So I'm going to send the question.
Not like a tour bus, but like a bus that goes through, like a pickup bus line.
Next to the beach.
So on the bus. Like you talk.
That could be interesting.
You know how fast
people get on? Well, yeah, it's the only thing that doesn't make it.
It's a little difficult also not to bump into her, to maintain the distance you have. You're not allowed to touch her, so especially in the winter where everyone's wearing bulky clothing. You could take sitting on the seat, so some girls won't feel comfortable if you sit next to them.
If somebody comes and tries to sell you roses for her,
yeah.
I mean, should you, like, look at it, you know, do you want it?
No.
Just like,
we're not yet holding their tongue.
No way.
Not now. When she'll be your wife, you'll buy her roses.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're holding by day 20 or 40 or whatever, and you think you want to buy her roses, you can buy her roses. But in the beginning, I don't know. I don't see it as being right. I mean, you're just starting.
So what other places, museums?
We said museums, cafes, parks, the city center, the old city. They have over there a bagel store. There's
what's the city center?
Yeah, like going to the Midrichover, things like that. If you feel comfortable there.
City of David.
City of David. Yeah.
That's good. Headquarters.
That's for our first city.
On a first date, so we discussed, like, you might prefer a hotel room. Not a hotel room, a hotel room.
Revise.
A hotel lobby or a, or a cafe. Or you might prefer a place where you could walk around, just not to make it into a marathon, like rest. But don't keep walking.
So you go on a date, and then the date subsides, right?
How to end the date? That's a good question. How do you end the date? I never got that one down pat.
Like, I'm drunk, let's go.
No, I don't
make
know.
Make your phone
like,
ring, and then say, yeah, Mom, you're in the hospital? Okay, I gotta run. That's perfect.
No, you say, look, maybe we should start heading to the bus or something. Try to say it in a nice way.
I have a charuta.
You don't have to apologize for the date ending.
Right.
question on tzniut, if it's at all an issue with this question. If, say, both of you guys like sports.
Yeah.
Play basketball. Is it wrong to, you know, hey, you want to go kick the ball around or something?
Some hoops?
Yeah. No, it's not right for a boy and a girl to play sports together.
No,
no.
I mean, okay.
Again, this is a halachic question.
Yeah. Wrestling.
This isn't
about
sports.
No, no, no. For a girl to play sports in public? No. For men? No problem. Play sports in public.
I see some American, like a modern Orthodox girl, like they'll go to the Gan Sok and they'll have like basketball games or whatever.
What can I do?
I never seen that.
Dates. In the beginning, you date once a week, twice a week. I recommend leaving it up to that, like in the first few dates, because if you start dating more than two, maximum three times a week, if you date, let's say, on Matzei Shabbos, and on Tuesday, and maybe on Friday, I could hear it, maybe. But I think that once you go beyond two dates a week, what happens is you don't have time to breathe in between the dates. One day you're dating, the next day you're calling her, the next day you're dating, the next day you're calling her, that doesn't work. So in the beginning, I think you have to take time in between, because when you date, it's very important that you be yourself. And if you're not living your normal life, because you're constantly missing Seder, missing Shir, missing life, you're not doing anything. You're constantly running around her, so you're not yourself. So then what you're reflecting on the date isn't yourself. And especially if you're going to date one girl this way and then the next girl that way, by the time you hit the second girl or the third girl, you're going to go out of your mind. And you might be able to continue dating, but you won't be yourself. It's very important that the dates, you come to the dates as a part of your life, not that you stop your life and you go dating, because then you can't really measure things if you're not in a normal schedule. And that's why I recommend in the beginning leaving the dates to two dates a week. I think that's a fair amount. After like six dates or something like that, so you could up the frequency of the meeting.
After how long?
After like six dates. You've met for two, 3 weeks already, so I think it makes sense to top it a little bit, but you should always keep in mind what you're gaining and what you're losing. You're gaining that the more frequent it is, the better the contact, and each time the separation is a gap. And what you're losing is that you're losing your life. And by losing your life, you're, to an extent, losing the truth of the date. Yeah, what were you saying? What?
Rob, how many...
1 second, I didn't answer. No. We'll get to that. You can't marry a girl in 3 dates. At least I wish you never to marry a girl in 3 dates. No way. No way. This is, I think, the first thing which I told you no way on. Right? I think life is more precious than the time it would take or the money it would take to travel to Netanya. And I would not get engaged even after 6 dates. I would take my time. What were we saying?
I was let's say you went on the first day, and now you called her the next day and you said, and she agrees to go on the second date, and it's in 1 week from now. I mean, you said it for 1 week from now.
Yeah.
I mean, do you call her in between?
So I always felt that, what are you going to do? Call her and wish her a good Shabbos? You're not yet holding by that stage of the relationship. But on the other hand, I always felt it was funny, like, not to have any contact for a week if we're moving it forward. So I would find an excuse to call. Maybe to reconfirm the date, or I'd find an excuse. Maybe to make it a half hour earlier, half hour later. I always like to find excuses, because I felt like we shouldn't leave a gap like that. And sometimes I was so wiped out, I didn't have strength but to talk to a girl again. If it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. I didn't call. So I'll have a break for a week. I'll learn normally for a week. Very good. Okay, it depended on my mood. But it depends on the girl also. So it's a hard call. But if I called, I would always try to find an excuse.
Half an hour.
Because it's not like the relationship is holding after 2 dates, 4 dates, where it makes sense for you to call her. That's not where it's holding. And a girl sometimes feels like, why are you bugging me?
Now we're on the third date.
Yeah.
What are we doing now?
Again, if you feel you've covered the basics of philosophy, who you are and who she is, so then you just schmooze. You talk. Let the conversation flow. And from the simple flow of the conversation, oh, if it gets boring, then I have to wonder if it's the right girl.
Exactly.
So keep short dates. No, that's not true. Some people can't talk long, so try to make short dates. So make a date, an hour and a half. You don't have to go with long dates. If you feel like you can't talk for that long, so go on shorter dates. But definitely give it a lot of dates. Don't get engaged too fast. Every person has a history, and it's complicated to know a person and to know if we match. Don't get engaged so fast. You're dating a girl, it's going good, give it time. You want to reach a point where you feel like, I don't want to stop dating this girl. Now, you might reach that point after a first date. Then you have to ask yourself, wait a second, I'm probably being blinded. Everyone has blind points. You know, when you're driving, if a car comes opposite you with bright lights, you get blinded. So what do they say? Look down and to the right. At least in the United States. In England, it's the opposite, right? Okay, look down and to the right. Why? Because you're being blinded. You go out with a girl, and suddenly you feel, this is it. Okay, you might be right. Chances are you're being blinded. Everyone has blinders. Everyone has points which are going to blind them. By one person, it's beauty. By another person, it's an attractive smile. By a third person, it's genteel. By another person, it's intellect. By another person, it's a sense of humor. Everyone has that point where a girl could turn him on, and it doesn't necessarily mean that she's fits for him. She's blinding him, not necessarily intentionally, but that doesn't mean it's for him. And that's why we say take your time. Don't run into things. There's nothing wrong with taking another 5 dates, another 10 dates, nothing wrong with it. There's no reason to get engaged so fast, especially when a person is coming from a life where he's led life one way, and he's decided to lead his life another way, and kol hakavod, you know that. I have tremendous respect for anyone that comes to Machon Mir. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. But at the same time, that type of switch requires that when we date, we have to give it more time to make sure that we're compatible on many fronts, because life is dynamic, and the person who's led such a dynamic life has to give it more time to make sure that we match on the different points of our personality. Yeah.
If she wants to know more about your past before tshuva, I think
that's a touchy subject. How much you have to tell her and how much not. I think each person should consult his rabbi on that one. It's that's what we mentioned before. You don't want, call it, give her ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, she's entitled to know mm-hmm. certain things. So, and on the third hand, if you're gonna, she's gonna feel you're not telling her the full truth,
right.
Then she won't be able to develop a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things are gonna come up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's best to talk to someone about.
Mm-hmm. She might ask a question.
So before the dates, talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
were you before?
No, I just called it. My question is, if we are, okay, so right now we're studying here at Machon Meir. Once, God willing, we get married, we're going to be studying here less. Not God willing, we're studying here less, but that's probably going to be the reality. If some of us might want to be studying here at the same full time, and so I could be working, but some of us do want to be working. Now,
let me start working. You want to take our one, three?
How can we really know what sort of level, religious level, we're going to be? Right now we're holding on this religious level. Okay, we're davening 3 times a day. We're studying all day. We feel we're on this level. But once we're not living in this environment, you know, for some people it might change. I mean, they're not going to be studying as much as they are now. Maybe they won't be able to make it to the early minyan. Maybe they won't. Their level of observance might go down a little bit, but...
Well, you're standing
there
also, right?
I'm not with you, yeah?
I'm sort of worried or wondering that there's no way, unless one is actually in that situation where they're not living at the Machon, where they're living at a place where it's going to be more similar to what married life will be like and having the same amount of time, it's difficult to know what level they're really holding at, or the level they will be holding at once they're married.
No one knows to an extent, and it's true. That's why we began with the question of a person reaching certain balance. That's what we began with. That's why it took so much time to discuss it. That's why it's also beneficial to consult with someone who has a lot of experience. A rabbi who knows you and who's had a lot of experience. And by the way, if it wasn't clear until now, I don't believe you should be consulting with me. I said that before, I'm saying it again, I want to make it clear. You're all welcome to come to me. I'm not pushing anyone away. But I feel like I don't have enough experience on this point to tell anyone here, you are ready to date, you aren't ready to date. You could come to me, we could talk and we could analyze it together, but I think you have what to gain by talking to people who have a lot of experience with people who have dated and married and longer life experience. I'm not coming to say you shouldn't come talk to me. You're all welcome to come, and if anyone who wants can call, we'll set up a time, and I'll be happy to think with you, but that's what it'll be. I think you should also consult with someone who's not only going to think with you, but who can advise you. I'm not sure I can do that. I don't have confidence in myself in this front. It pays to take counsel with someone. Are you holding there yet? And what will be afterwards? That's on one level. And aside from that, apply everything we said in the introduction as to how a person should reach a certain balance. It's true. You can't come off 2 months of the machon and say, this is how I'm going to leave life. Of course. Yeah. What were we saying? No, you were saying?
Well,
I don't know.
Question.
I don't remember who asked who wanted to ask them.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, is it ethical appropriate to date more girls in 1 week? Or just
you mean
know,
at the same time simultaneously?
You have one date with the first date with one girl and the second date with another girl or whatever. And
there are different opinions about that. I personally feel that if you're dating one girl, I don't see anything wrong with verifying that another girl. I do think there's something wrong with dating another girl. That's my personal opinion. There are those who disagree. And I'll explain to you why I feel that's wrong. What are you saying when you're dating a girl? You're telling her, this is the unspoken message. I might marry you. I think that you're a fantastic person, or potentially an amazing person, who's going to be my wife, and is going to be my focus in life.
Yeah.
What are you saying when you're dating two girls? I might marry you. You're an amazing, exceptional person. I might marry you. You're also an amazing, exceptional person. How does that work? Aside from which, very often the girls hear about it and then ruins the guy's reputation because girls don't like it. There are girls who do it too. There are girls who date three guys at a time. Okay, what can I do? I heard that there are rabbis who say it's okay. I heard there are rabbis who say it's okay. I don't know what to say. I don't understand how a person could do it. I don't think it's right. I do think it's right to verify about other girls. If you're dating one girl, you see it's going okay, someone comes to offer you another girl, check her out.
Yeah.
You don't have to give an answer today, but if you're going to end with her, you'll say yes to her. Of course, you have to be mature enough to realize that on paper, every girl is perfect and beautiful and great and everything. And the girl, when you date her, suddenly you notice that she's not as perfect, she's not as beautiful, but she's still very, very good. And maybe she's your wife. Don't drop her when she's doing very good, because on the paper, the other girl's even better. Don't do that. But if you're mature enough, if you have enough self-control to do that, then I see nothing wrong with verifying about another girl while you're dating her, and if it works out with her, good. Yeah?
I have two. I'm sure you've answered this question already, but I just got here. How many dates is too many dates?
Oh, we'll get that. We didn't answer that yet.
Oh, you didn't answer that.
Yeah. So that was really the next point we had to get to.
We ran out of money.
We said that we were just talking about the frequency of the dates, and now the question is, how much should you date a girl? So I feel that no one can tell you a number. There's no secret number. On the other hand, I could tell you that I don't see legitimacy for a person dating a girl 3/4 of a year. I don't think that's right. You date a girl, so let's say the first 2 months you dated her twice a week, so you've hit 8 dates, 10 dates. Now the next month you're going to date her three or four times a week, you're going to move it up. So let's say it's going to take you another 2 months, and now you've dated her 30 times. I think that's a fair number to cap it at. You can't say a cap. A guy hits 30 days and he says, I'm still not sure. So you say, okay, take another date, another 2 dates. Don't be scared. I was dating a girl and we hit date number 12. This girl, I was the first guy she was dating. Maybe it's worth telling you the whole story. You guys have strength to hear the whole story?
Yeah.
Someone offered me to date a girl, and I heard all the details about her. Let's call her girl X. I said, sounds good. Okay, tell her. I said, yes. I verified about her. Sounds good. They said, I tell her, go tell girl X, yes. Okay. I leave them. And no, I did not see a picture. And I'm sitting and learning. Sometime later, a guy comes over to me and asks me, did you call her? So I said, who? So he says, your wife. So I said, I'm happy you know who she is. I haven't found her yet. No, I didn't call her. What are you talking about? And he says, what do you mean, what am I talking about? Call my wife, get her number, and call her. I tell him, I don't know what you're talking about. So he says, okay, so call my wife. She'll give you the number. So I tell him, look, I don't know who you're talking about or what you're talking about, but I already said yes to a different girl. So he says, look, I don't know, but call my wife. She's waiting for your phone call. So I say, okay. I call his wife, and she tells me these are the details about the girl, and this is her number. So I tell her, look, I already said yes to girl X. I can't go out with this girl. 1 second, let me see if they relayed my yes to the girl or not, and then I'll get back to you. So I run to the guy who offered me girl X. And I don't remember if they had relayed the message yet and the girl said she wasn't interested in dating me, or they hadn't relayed the message yet. I don't remember. Bottom line, I was free. I was off the hook. So I went back to her and I said, look, I don't know anything about this girl. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? And she says, look, you're the first guy she's dating. She's never dated anyone before. So I'll give you references, but this is her number. What do you mean this is her number? We haven't spoken before. What are we talking about? So she says, look, date her. What could be so bad? So I felt really bad. Like, the girl, I'm her first date. Like, she's never dated before, so I'll tell her no, and it'll knock her off her feet. Her first guy, suddenly all this misunderstanding. I did nothing wrong, but I didn't want her to feel bad. So I said, okay. So give me the number. So I figure if I'm going to call her and go on a first date anyways, what do I have to do all the verification before the first date? I'm anyways going to send on a first date. I'm stuck. That's it. So I call her, and we're talking, and it turns out that she speaks English. I didn't know anything. I barely knew her name. And I invite her on a first date. We hit date number 12, and I'm not sure. Is this it? Is this not it? But I don't know. So it's Chol Moed Sukkos. I'm leaving yeshiva, and a friend of mine is walking up the steps, and he sees me looking not so good. So he tells me, what's going on? I told him, look, I'm dating this girl. I'm the first guy she's dating, and I'm really not sure if this is it or it's not it. I think I'm just going to tell her no. How long could I stretch her out? How long could I tell her like yes, because I'm really not sure? So he told me, could this potentially be your wife? I said, yeah, it could potentially be my wife. I'm not sure. So he said, so what's 12 dates? Because you're not sure 12 dates, you're going to tell her no now? Go and date her. Date her another 10 dates. 12 dates makes you excited? Go date. So I dated her, and I married her.
Yeah.
That's my wife. That's the story. I wasn't planning on dating my wife. I never heard details about her before I got on the first date. The guy came and said, your wife's waiting, and he was right.
Wow.
I didn't know anything. I didn't even know she speaks English.
So everything you're telling us now means nothing.
So you never even verified your wife.
I verified after I dated the first date. I said, why should I verify before the first date? I'm stuck. I have to date a first date, so I might as well. I'll verify afterwards. I'm on the phone with her. It turns out we went to the same elementary school. It turns out a lot of things we had in common. But I didn't know that when I called.
Verifying checking her references?
Sure, I checked her out. Till the day we got engaged, I checked her out. Checked her out and didn't stop checking her out. How do I know she's telling me the truth? After I'm married, I believe her. But before I'm married, why should I believe her? So, how do we get to all this? Because don't be scared of 12 dates. Don't be scared of 15 dates. No, you're not sure. I almost lost my wife because I was scared. We hit date number 12, and I said, I don't know yet. So the guy told me. I was lucky I met the guy. The other thing you could learn from this is it's worth consulting with people. I would have shot myself in the foot. And because I was lucky enough to meet him, and he gave me good advice, so I got her. there was a girl who we knew, my wife and I, who was dating a guy. They went out on 2 dates, and then they agreed on a 3rd date, and then she mentioned to my wife that she really thinks it doesn't pay to call the guy. It doesn't pay to go out with the guy. She's going to call him and cancel the 3rd date because she thinks it's not it. And then she decided it's not nice. I mean, you agree on a third date to cancel after you agree. So she says she's going on a third date. And my wife told me this story. And she told me that the girl's about to leave her house now for the date. So I ran and I called the girl. I called her parents. I said, I have to talk to your daughter. Before she's rushing to date, I have to talk to her. So the girl came to the phone. I said, I have to talk to her. And I told her, look, do me a favor. You're going out with a guy on a third date, right? You're going out. You are going to this date. You're going to meet him right now. So one thing, promise me. Between here and the date, get your mind open. Come out with an open mind. This could be your husband. If you're going to go on a date, if you're already going, go with an open mind. Do me a favor. She married him. She's married to him today. They have a son. So then I'm telling all you guys. You go to a date, you go with an open mind. This might be your wife. In spite of that, you're not sure. This didn't sound so great. That didn't sound so great. You're coming to a date. You're going to date the girl. You date her with the approach, this will be my husband. My wife. Either yes or no. Potentially. Could be my wife. We're sort of out of time. It's pretty late.
Sort of out of time.
We didn't cover the topic. How do you choose a wife? How do you choose a wife? So we're going to try to run through this. No, we'll have to give this another class. How do you choose a wife? We'll have to give it another class.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
I think it's quick. If during the process there's like a gap where you can't date her because one of you is out of town or something like this, should you put any stock in like phone time, like phone dates?
It's a tough call. It depends on how long. If a person's leaving for a month, then the couple, the two should discuss what they're going to do and what makes sense. It depends. If he's leaving for a week, then it makes sense. I wouldn't phone date, but I'd call. I can talk for like 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Talk. Have a conversation. And, not too long, because I don't think it's worth much. But but just to keep the contact going.
What if you have a job in the middle of like Israel and you can only get out like once a week?
Get a job first.
I don't know. Consult with someone. I don't know. But but if it's gonna be like a month or more, then I don't know how you can do that. It's not fair to bind her, and you're not gonna get engaged by phone. I know a guy who dated a girl long distance. Every time he had to fly to date her, and so they did this. They phone dated, and things weren't right there.
I'm not talking about a consistent distance. I'm saying like for whatever reason it was gonna be at, like for a month or something like that.
A month is borderline. If you've dated enough times that it's worth you're waiting for her and her waiting for you, and you don't want to date wherever you're going, you don't want to be free to date, and she doesn't want to be free to date other guys while you're gone for a month, so if you both agree. So again, fine. If it's reached that level in the kesher, if it hasn't reached that level and yet you still think she's good potential, I don't see how you could bind her for a month. I don't see how you could do that. If she agrees, okay, what do you have to worry about her life? It's her problem. Realistically, I don't think that a girl would agree. And you have to think whether it's fair to even ask it. You could tell her, look, I'd like to do, but I don't want to bind you. But if you're not bound, I'm not bound. I mean, that's only fair. If I'm offered another girl when I'm there, then I'll date her. I had a girl who did this to me. She
After the fact, if you stayed in touch over the phone, what is it? Should you count it as anything? Like, as far as like time,
You don't have to count anything. You just date. There are no rules. You don't have to fit it into a graph. Keep going. I had a girl who things went pretty well, and then she had to fly somewhere for the summer, just 2 months. So she said, look, I don't know, you continue, I'll continue, and when I get back we'll see. When she got back I was engaged. So she wanted to continue, and no can do. That's the ha.
Did you date before you came to Israel?
A little bit. I dated her not before I came. We said are that there are things which the phone is worth, the phone can be helpful. That's when there are topics which you want to address directly and you don't feel comfortable addressing directly. So then it's good to use the phone. Sometimes on the phone you could address issues that you won't feel comfortable talking about face to face. So that's legitimate. Yeah.
Are you a
Balshiva? I'm aspiring to be. Still aspiring.
Aspiring to be a Balshiva?
Yeah.
Master Truma.
I still have things to repent on, so I'm not yet a Baal Tshuva. If you're going to take counsel, so don't take counsel with everyone. Pick the people you want to take counsel with and take counsel with them. I'm against what guys talk to all their friends and roommates who they're going out with. I think that's not right to the girl, and it's a pretty low level for the guy. You should be on a higher level than that. It's not your friend's business if you went on a date last night, or who you went out with, or how it went. You have one guy who you want to talk to, sometimes you want to think things through with, that makes sense. If it's just a question of shooting the breeze, you have nothing to talk about, so you want to tell him about your date last night, that's not right. It's no one's business. Keep in mind that he might want to date her. I had a guy who I desperately thought this girl was for him, but when his friend dated her, he wasn't right. He told him all about it. And for his friend, it really didn't match. For his friend, she wasn't smart enough. But for him, she was smart enough. But after his friend said she wasn't smart enough for him, so he couldn't fathom that she'd be good for him. Because, I mean, his friend kept telling him how things were okay, but she just wasn't smart enough. So then when it came time, and his friend kicked himself. We both thought she was exactly right for him, for the second guy. But the second guy, after he heard what the first guy felt about her, he couldn't bring himself to dating her. And he's still a bachelor, this second guy. I feel very bad for him. This isn't the story from today. And anyways, it's not right what you're making the girls cheat by talking about her. They're precious. You got with a girl, you have to respect her and you have to value the date. And it's something private and personal and valuable. You don't share it with everyone. Remember, whenever you take counsel, in everything in life and in dating as well, bottom line, it's your responsibility. No one knows everything. I don't care which rabbi you went to. I don't care which mekubal you went to. No one knows what's going on there aside from you. Everyone could hear the facts the way you present them, understand them as best as possible, and try to give you the best counsel possible. But at the end of the day, it's your life, and you're the one that's going to live with the decision to continue with the girl or not continue with her, to marry her or not marry her. And don't think that you're chucking the responsibility by going and asking someone. I don't care how wise the person is and how strongly he gave a recommendation. You have to know that bottom line in life, you're making the decision. And whatever you do, you're responsible for. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take counsel. Why not take advantage of other people's wisdom or experience or both? But at the end of the day, it's your decision and it's your life. Yeah.
What's the case about calling up the Rosh Yeshiva from Harold's brother in Yeshiva and verifying about his behavior and character?
Why talk to the Rosh Yeshiva?
Would you like someone to call Rav Vigon to, like guy Gabriel?
What's wrong? What's wrong? Why not? If you want to find out, you're entitled to find out. You always have to take into account that you might hear about it. In this crowd, it's not so acceptable. But there's nothing wrong with it. You're entitled.
Is it in Haredi more?
Yeah, in the Haredi crowd, it's very accepted. Yeah.
Rosh Yeshiva?
Not the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe, a friend. What difference does it make? Bottom line, to verify about the brothers, you want to. It's legitimate. It's legitimate. You should just be prepared that she might not think it's legitimate. I'm telling you, idealistically, it's legitimate. But being that it's not so accepted here, you have no guarantee how she'll view it. So that's something you have to weigh. But what's wrong with it? Why not?
No, what's wrong with it? What's the case? Sorry.
Is it important? It might be, but you have to remember that fine people have terrible brothers. Not everyone has siblings that represent them. I don't know if you have any siblings. I'm sure they're not exactly the way you are. So you have to decide how much weight to give it. It definitely is a certain amount of reflection of where she grew up. But does that mean you shouldn't go with her? I don't know. It might mean that it's more worthwhile to go with her if you hear good things. But if you hear things that aren't so positive, it's a good question how much weight to give it. I don't know. You have to view it in light of the circumstance. If you're 26 and this is the only offer you've got this year, I wouldn't nix it because of this. If you're 20 and you have four other offers, then maybe you would go with a different offer. If all is equal.
Okay. 32? Yeah? What's your 24?
I had a guy who dated a girl, and she did things that he thought were improper on the date.
He did or she did?
She did.
Or
And then he came to me and he asked me what I think. So I didn't know what to say. Like, what do you mean, what do I think? She did improper things. What's the question? What do I think? So I asked him, like, what's your question? What do you want me to say? I don't know.
Did he tell you what she did?
So, yeah, tell me what she did. So he said, well, they say she's a big tzaddikas. Everyone I asked about her says that she's a very pious person. So...
what did she do?
She held his hand. They dated a few times, and she wasn't careful about Nagia. She constantly ensured that they wouldn't keep Nagia. So, not allowed to touch a boy, and boy's not allowed to touch you. What's going on here? So, again, this isn't a class in halacha or ashkafa. I don't want to, that's why I didn't want to say what she did. Mm-hmm. You asked, I answered.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said, but everyone says she's very pious, that she keeps everything. So, I told him, do me a favor, walk into the shower, turn on the cold water, and stand there for 10 minutes. Now, when you walk out, you might be awake. Because if you're going to tell me that in your mind, what everyone's telling you is worth more than what you're seeing with your own eyes, then you're sleeping. Wake up. What does that mean? What do you care what everyone says? You see it with your own eyes. She's doing things that are improper. You care that everyone says she's pious? At the end of the day, you see what you're standing up against. So if it's for you, go ahead, marry her. If it's not for you, don't marry her. I'm not going to tell you what's for you and what's not for you. But don't tell me everyone says she's pious. She's a pious girl. What do I care what everyone says? So on the one hand, we say, take your time, verify about the girl, and see who she is, and then date her. And during the dating, it pays to hear things from other people. But don't think that what anyone tells you outside, and I don't care if he's a big rabbi or a yeshiva or anyone else, I respect what they say in Allah, I respect what they say in many things, but they're not going to tell me that what I see isn't what I see. If what you see is that she's not what they say she is, then go with what you see. You don't go with what other people say. If you have a contradiction, so ask the question. Don't ask, you know, they all say you're pious, and how come you want to hold my hands? But figure out a different way to ask it. Find out what's going on. You have a contradiction, you have a question. So if it's worth continuing, so figure out how to ask it. Yeah?
My question is, I guess I come from a different world. Like, I don't think holding hands is like a big thing, but I know this. I don't know, like...
Okay, so come to the halacha class. We'll discuss it. That's a halacha question. Okay, we're almost finished. I guess we'll...